Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Unique survived. Perhaps Rocky did too.
So did, well.
How close?
I don't want to say. No, I'm going to just say it. Spoiler alert. I'm going to just say it. You know Lamar is back on BMF.
That show is so stupid.
I seen him. I said, wait a minute.
See?
I thought they killed him.
Well, I don't think they killed him.
Didn't they?
Wasn't he a drug addict? Didn't they turn him into a drug addict?
They did, but I thought they injected him with like.
Nah, rocks. Remember there was that scene where they drove by and Lamar was out on like, you know, heroin row or whatever?
You're right.
I don't think they ever killed him.
Okay. Well, let me, I just have to tell you this.
I don't care. I'm never watching that show again.
Episode 1, he gets shot twice and gets
Lamar?
Up. Yeah, he gets shot twice.
In the new season?
In the new season. He gets shot twice and they're like, "Oh, snap. They saved him." And then they like run off, right? And then they go back to the where Lamar should be lying and he's up and gone. It's just a puddle of blood.
Why do you keep watching that show?
Gotta see it through.
Moments like that.
That show is so stupid. I'm telling you, 50 Cent created BMF as a joke to Starz executives to say, look, I could put together anything, even trash, and these dummies will watch it. Watch. Here's BMF.
By the way, New Power. Did you see that?
I didn't.
New Tariq and Tommy. They're starting a New Power, new spinoff.
They didn't even finish Force. What are you talking about, a spinoff with Tariq and Tommy?
They finished
you
Tommy,
didn't finish
though.
Finish the other spinoff.
I mean, they finished Tariq.
They finished Raising Kanan. Not Raising Kanan.
Force. What's that?
No, not Force.
That's Ghost. Power.
Ghost. Yeah,
they
Ghost.
They finished it. So, yeah, no spinoff with Tariq and Tommy. And remember, Tommy comes through on, like, the last episode.
Yes.
No spinoff going to happen with that.
We've all finished a bad show before, by the way.
No, we have.
Like, Manifest is stupid, but I had to see that one through.
We have. I watched some show, I think it was called The Family Business, where, like, all the black actors were in it. It was garbage.
I still got
just
Beauty and Black.
Pure garbage. It was along the lines of Beauty and Black. It was the same thing.
And I think see it through.
I think the hair enhancer was fresh. It was fresh at the time this show was made.
Yeah.
So they didn't quite know how to apply it on set yet.
Uh-huh.
And one of the dude's heads was just like, oh, no, no, bad. And the next season, he had a bald head. They're just like, hey, this doesn't work on camera, man. Just shave your head, bro.
What he says, the funny part was when Meech said it didn't mean nothing to the guy who saved his life. Yo, that scene was crazy. They sacrificed the chicken because he had like a rattlesnake bite in Mexico.
Of course.
They sacrificed the chicken.
Yeah.
And just healed Meech. And then they ran off in the desert of Mexico.
You said he chased the chicken?
No, they just sacrificed. So the guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, all right, perfect. So Meech. That's a team.
Meech was.
Meech got bitten by a rattlesnake, poisoned, and it was looking bleak. It was like, yo, he's going to die. And this was actually even a flashback moment, too, because they show him getting bitten by a snake, and then all of a sudden T is in Detroit again, and it's all good. So then they flashback to how Meech got saved. Some guy had a seance in the middle of the desert, killed the chicken, took the chicken bones, put it on Meech's wound, and then Meech pops up like, oh, I'm good. Let's go. Like, it's time to get this money. No, that's what he did. He got up like, yo, I'm here for a real reason. Time to get this money.
You know,
bro, you just had rattlesnake poison in your leg.
You know the greatest, you know the moment that show was just dead was when they had that shootout and like 4 million bullets were fired. And I think like they hit the first two people they showed, and then it was just round after round after round in the middle of the street and no one was hit. It was like, all right, this is trash.
Quit. He did. He hopped up. It just had rattlesnake poison. He was like maybe 5 minutes away from dying. And he just, hey, I'm good. I'm here for a real reason. I'm about to take over everything now. Huh? That was, you would have enjoyed it.
I don't think
you would have enjoyed it. That was some good stuff. Jonathan Isaac.
Jonathan Isaac's game is BMF. That's what it is. We out here looking for Raising Canaan and Power, and y'all out here asking for BMF. That's what Jonathan Isaac is. He's BMF on the power in the power universe.
And in the last 2 years, by far, not even remotely close. He's got one 20-point game that like maybe you could be like, oh, he played good there.
Mm-hmm.
But by far, mm-hmm. his best game in 2 years
okay.
came on March 23rd against the Sacramento Kings.
Of course it did.
25 points, 7 rebounds, 10 of 13 from the field, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. By far. Like, if you go through game logs that he even plays, it's like 3 points, 9 points, 9 points, 8, 10, 11, 9, 11, 11, 2, 0. Like, that's all the last 2 years was, except for that game.
We know that doesn't count, too, because everyone goes off against the Kings. It's a random player.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
There is a all-bad team of Jonathan Isaac types that have had their best game against Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah. It's facts.
It's embarrassing.
Kings won that game, though.
Doesn't take away the embarrassment. And still, Trae Young isn't good enough to play for this team. Is CJ still on hold? Is that who's waiting for us? 916-909-1320.
Sorry, CJ.
I'm sorry, CJ.
Yeah, we are here talking about
BMFs.
That's
my bad.
CJ,
that's
wait,
my bad. What's up, brother?
Hey, don't apologize for having a good conversation, fellas. That's all it is. You know what I mean?
No doubt. What's going on with you, big dog?
Oh, you know, we just chilling, man. Having another good day. Listen, I'm not too irritated about the Trae Young conversation. I think the bigger conversation is, what do you do after Trae Young? I think getting Trae Young on a bad contract is better than having Zach LaVine on a bad contract, right? I think he's easier to build around, especially with Domas. But I think that's the question, is what do you do afterwards? I think that's the big reason why everything's going good with the Pacers right now, is they built after the big move. What are the other moves that you can make? How many –
Oh, Scott Perry, cut off CJ.
Oh, you back. CJ, back.
CJ, we lost you
I'm back.
You.
It's all right. Car phone? You good?
It's good. It's good. Yeah, did you say car phone? You got one of them things that's plugged into the lighter?
No, I got that Bluetooth, man.
I got you. Nah, you're right. CJ, we appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother, as always. You're right. I think it is important to point out, like, I'd love for the Sacramento Kings to pull this deal off for Trae, but yeah, I'm with CJ in that I'd absolutely, okay, we'll have fun a day or two later. Okay, what do you got? Okay, what now?
Yeah,
because there are other things. We'll work with what we think this trade might look like. Zach is still here.
Mm-hmm.
Trey's here. Domas is still here. I believe Keegan's here.
Yeah.
That is not the strongest defensive lineup that you can conjure up. Mm-hmm. How are you going to how are you going to make up for that? I understand leaning all in on offense. Is your second unit going to do something different? Is your second unit going to be a little more defensive oriented? Is Keon Ellis still going to be a part of this? Do you go look for other, you know, quality defenders? Do you still are you looking for, you know, the threes and fours that you've talked about in the past? Mm-hmm. Are you leaning? Are just like, nah, screw it. We're going all offense right now. We're going all offense, and we'll figure out the defense later.
Well, that's the thing. Does every move need to be made this offseason?
No.
Trey Young. No. Trey Young does open up your window a lot more now. It's not necessarily, it's just 2 years, and we got Domas and Levine. Like, now if you trade for Trey Young, you've opened that up. Of course, like CJ said, you still have to work and all that, but...
Because I'm trying to think of what you could do. Because my thought would be, now you go after a power forward. Can you get a cost-effective power forward to go into that starting lineup that defends, rebounds, is switchable, and all that other stuff? Because you've got Keon coming off the bench. You're probably going to draft. I think they got one or two second round picks. Probably going to draft a wing. You bring back Jake LaRavia, hopefully. So you've got him coming off the bench at the 3 and 4. Can you get a cost effective 4? Would you? I don't know if this works out financially. Would you guys be for or against Trey Lyles coming back and starting at the 4?
Not my favorite.
Okay.
Not my favorite. But I guess to Jesse's point, I guess you don't have to have everything figured out immediately. I'd want that one to be. Maybe figured out isn't the right word. I'd like that one to be worked on. I don't think that's the move. Nah, I that's not my favorite.
Larry Nance Jr.? Because I think at that point.
What year is it?
2025. I think at that point, you've got Trey. You've got Zach LaVine. You've got Keegan Murray. What a lot of people feel like is in a better spot at the 3. I've got my reservations. But I'll play along with that because I got my guy Trey Young here. So I'll play along with that. You've got Sabonis. Seems like you've got a lot that you need on the offensive end. You can go get a guy that's just about defending. If he's a stretch 4, that would be even better because you got Domantas Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Trey...
That is Trey.
Yeah, Trey kind of checks those boxes.
Not the best defender, but
you also
not
need
bad.
You also need this person to be relatively inexpensive.
Because of Trey, Domas, and Zach. Also, have we deaded the Keegan Murray extension conversations? Because isn't that this offseason?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Okay, I guess I won't bring it up then.
I don't think. Well, here's something that people aren't talking about. What if Keegan's not here? What if Keegan is part of a separate deal?
Okay.
That lands you a 3-and-D small forward and maybe a power forward or a pick or something like that.
Well, then asked and answered. It's fine with me. I'm just like it's not a knock on Keegan. I'm just not. There's just no one I look at on the roster where I'm like, no, Kenny can't do that. No. There's literally no one. That includes Domas. Like, there's no one. Whatever Scott Perry thinks he has to do to fix this roster, like, I'm open for it. I'm going to need you to do something. Mm-hmm. I'm not open to you doing nothing. But, like, yo, Keegan's not the guy. You think Keegan's not the guy? I'm open to that. I'm asking you not to be wrong. You, your predecessors, this franchise, and that's the baggage that comes with the job. You are not afforded the ability to be wrong. This team is not awful. They're not. I'll say that. Maybe they weren't as good as we thought going into the season. I absolutely do not believe they're a 40-42 basketball team.
I agree.
So maybe they're not a 40-win basketball team. Maybe they're not a 52-win basketball team. Maybe they're somewhere in the middle of that. Even if you went on the lower end of the middle of that, that's fine with me. There is an...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I think it's perfectly fair to say that this team both is not as good as we thought and underachieved. For me, this team is good enough to where the right moves. Now, does it make them a championship contender? No, probably not. Does it make them a good basketball team headed into next year? Yeah, I think so.
I'm with you.
All right, we'll come back. We'll come back. When Kenny goes quiet, he's trying to get me to look at the clock, shut up, and come back.
No, I don't want to.
He really, no, he does that, like, lean back thing.
I don't want to start.
He does this. No, he does this. He does this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to start talking.
Yeah. For those on the radio, he just, hey, yeah, look at the camera, stupid. No, I got it. We'll come back. We'll come back. I want to talk about Devin Carter. What's his involvement on this? Is he involved in this?
I thought about something, and I think it might have gave me an answer that a lot of people have been asking.
Sometimes I wish people on the radio could see you.
I thought about
something. He's just pointing at his head right now. It's just like, he looks like the Malcolm X meme. Like he's just thinking it through. Well, we'll find out what Kenny was thinking about here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. You want to get in on the conversations, you can. 916-909-1320. We'll be at Sky River Casino 1 week from Friday. Friday night, June 20th, at Sky River Casino at 32 Brew Street. We'll be out there on the patio doing a live show evening with D'Lo and KC, exclusive to the people who are able to come out and hang out with us. We're going to build out a show. We're going to have some fun. We'll tell some stories. We're trying to book some guests. And we'd love for you to be out there. No radio, no streaming, no nothing like that. Just D'Lo and KC hanging out with you at 32 Brew Street. Time, 7 o'clock. Hope you guys can come through and hang out. That's 1 week from this Friday at Sky River Casino.
Vibes all the way up.
Oh,
vibes,
yeah. It's going to be fun.
All the way up. It's going to be fun. So I talked about, before we went to break, about how it's kind of like putting two and two together, looking at some stuff. And I was like, it's kind of making sense now regarding Devin Carter and everything that's circulating around the Kings. As I've thought about it a little bit more, I don't know. I might need you guys to help me work through this or say, Kenny, nah, you're doing too much. Like, this ain't, relax, you're doing too much. Talk to people and all this other stuff, but then I look at Devin Carter and I think about the California Classic. And a lot of people have talked about, James had talked about, like, you know, it's just a lot of money putting a team together. They don't have a lot of time to do it. And that's one of the reasons they just opt out of the California Classic. Like, we don't have time to put the team together. I thought about, okay, I guess I disagree, like, put the team together, but all right. But then I was like, don't you have to have a team like 3 days after the California Classic to be in Vegas? So what's the difference between 2 or 3 days or a week? Like, you need a team. Why not just put that team you're going to put out in Vegas in the California Classic? Especially if it's in Sacramento or the Bay Area, you got that draw of maybe your second rounders. And then I thought, Devin Carter absolutely needs to be playing summer league. Absolutely. This is a guy who didn't get a summer league, didn't get a training camp, came through halfway through the season. And if he's healthy, that is a prime candidate for somebody that needs to be playing summer league.
Saw Keegan do it.
Maybe you want to make sure he's healthy.
Or maybe you have no plans of him being here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you want to make sure he's healthy. Because you have no plans of him being here.
So after thinking about all this, I was like, I don't know if he's in their plans at all. Am I doing too much? Is that too far-fetched what I'm talking about?
I don't think it's crazy to think he's not in their plans. I mean, he's a guy who was drafted with a shoulder injury, missed however much time that he did. And when he came back, he didn't even really get into the flow of things. Like, what exactly does Scott Perry have to go off of here? Besides, like, Monty McNair liked him.
If I'm Scott Perry, I'm putting the whole starting lineup out there in the California Classic. Like, you always got something to prove to me. I don't know.
Sabonis played.
I don't know none of you. I'm going to need to see y'all go out there and beat this team by 50. If you don't, I'm making cuts before the 4th of July.
It's a tryout,
yeah. Domas, Malik, Devin, they all out there.
Is that like I said, it's as I thought crazy. About it, it's I was not, like, maybe that's a little bit of a
it's
reach.
It's not crazy. Devin's name is rumored to be involved in this trade thing, so it's not crazy.
I think the summer league aspect of, like, just that scenario might be a little bit much, but just the overall aspect and point, no, I think that's perfectly normal.
I'm just thinking, if Devin is part of what you're doing moving forward, second year player, you want to start getting him reps so he's ready for the season. The reps he didn't get last year. It should be, in my opinion, a no-brainer that he's playing as much summer league as possible. And once again, we don't know the summer. Maybe he is on the summer league roster. I was like kind of equating, and this is where I think it might have been a little bit of a reach, saying we don't have anybody that needs to be in the California Classic summer league, so we're going to just opt out. I'm like, yeah, he need to be in that summer league team.
Yeah.
Like, put put some randoms around him. You're going to get some second rounders too, but put some random, the same randoms you're going to send to Vegas, put them around Devin Carter because he needs to play. So that was like kind of my thought, but that might be a little bit of a reach. But if I was sure that he was in my plans moving forward, he definitely needs to be a part of this summer and getting the reps and just getting acclimated to maybe running a team, being a point guard or having those type of experiences. And the fact that at the very least in the California Classic, they're like, we don't even need a team because we don't see any value in it. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean he's not a part of your future? Could be reaching a little bit. I understand.
It could be. But it's June 11th, and we're begging for something to happen with this franchise over the course of the next month or so. So, yeah, reading into that stuff isn't a problem.
I just gut feeling. I think Devin's not going to be here. I think he's a part of whatever trades they're trying to make.
Do you think Keegan is?
Not. I'll put it to you like this. I don't think he's part of a Trae Young deal, but I do think they're listening to deals. They are open to trading Keegan Murray.
I feel like they're probably open to trading anybody. Given what we know about this alleged, potential, possible conversation with the Atlanta Hawks, we've all exchanged enough notes to know that Domantas Sabonis is in no way involved in this conversation.
Agreed.
Does this potential move tell you anything about how Scott Perry might feel about Domantas Sabonis? Or does this tell you anything about Sabonis' future with Sacramento?
No, the only thing it kind of tells me is it's probably along the lines of what Jesse had said, and I agree with, I think you agree with, is if we're going to compete, if we're going to be trying to play at a high level, we need somebody better than Domas. We can't, the idea of building around Domas.
And you're not going to trade Domas for someone who's better than him.
Right.
That's probably
right.
They want to,
yeah. They want Domas here.
Yeah.
But they know he can't be your best player. And I also think, this is just me projecting my thoughts in there. As much as I think Zach LaVine is unbelievably talented, I like him more than most, and you know, I love his game and his ability. I don't trust him. I can't trust him to be the leader of my franchise. So I need to go get somebody that is better than Domas and talent-wise on the same level as a LaVine, if not better, but somebody I can trust a little bit more to be that best player night in and night out. So to answer your question about Domas, I think they like him. They want him here.
Yeah.
But you got to get somebody better in here if we're trying to win games.
That's how I feel. I think they see potentially Domas and Trae as a good pairing together that you can work with. And that is 17 to 18 assists per game. Just on average, that's 17 to 18 assists per game between those two. And you're halfway to that number of 30 that I like so much. Close to, I think Will's number was 26 or 27. I can't remember. But you're able to get that level of distribution, that level of court vision, basketball intelligence from those two guys, plus a guy who can hit a shot on multiple different levels. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. I don't know. I think through the course of these different conversations, when you try to come up with ideas and think about, like, you know, Shams Charania talking about this could be the craziest offseason the WNBA has ever seen. Eddie Gonzalez last Friday kind of echoing those same sentiments. Obviously, he got circles. He realizes he's a part of what's going on in Phoenix with Kevin Durant and his team right now as they're sorting through different trade offers and having those conversations. You run through names like Trae, LaMelo, Ja, Zion, different guys where you're like, all right, how does this work in Sacramento? Who fits? Who could realistically the Sacramento Kings get involved with? And man, when we had this conversation, a lot of people here in this building, studio, leaned on the side of Trae Young. And there's obviously multiple different reasons that that could work. And, man, now that I think about it, when we started those conversations, from what we understand now, those conversations were actually happening. I don't know if Ja is realistic. I know you talked to Anthony Saint a couple of weeks ago. It doesn't appear that it is. We don't know the future of Zion Williamson yet. No one will ever know what Charlotte is doing until they actually do it. And now you have an opportunity with Trae out there. The ball isn't completely in his court, but, man, he's got a lot of control over what happens next because he has the ability to sign. He has that, you know, contract extension right there, and maybe he's unwilling to sign with Atlanta. Maybe Atlanta's unwilling to offer it to him. If a team is unwilling to sign him to that contract extension, you could just tell the team, like, look, we signed the extension now, or I don't sign it at all, and you're acquiring me for whatever you're giving up for a season. And all of that just makes me feel like this is something Sacramento has to, you know, whether it's once the finals are over, whether it's once the draft is here. I think Eddie told us on Friday, man, there could be a lot of things happening around the draft. There are a lot of teams thirsty to get into this draft. There are a lot of teams thirsty to move up in this draft. And there are a lot of teams thirsty to use this draft as a way to acquire more draft picks. It all depends on what direction you're going as a franchise. So we are 2 weeks away from the draft.
Yep.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yep.
We're 2 weeks away from the draft. So business could pick up, as good old JR would say, here a lot sooner than later.
Yeah. And I think it will. And a lot of people think that, you know, maybe they'll be waiting for Giannis and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even mention him.
I think a lot of people, like the Kings and the Hawks, may look at it as we're not in those sweepstakes anyway.
Yeah.
So we're doing our work.
Yeah.
And that's where you may get some crazy stuff around draft day, because we're not even waiting for the Giannis thing. We got to handle our business here. Plus, you might be dealing with picks and, you know, pick swaps and all this other stuff that people want to take care of that particular night. So I'm with you, man. It's just I think we're about to see some things pop off real soon. And it feels like a lot of people might just be sitting around waiting for the finals to end so moves can be made.
Trae Young averaged 19.1 points per game his rookie season. Since then, 29.6, 25.3, 28.4, 26.2, 25.7, 24.2. Three straight seasons at 10-plus assists. The prior four seasons, 8.1, 9.3, 9.4, 9.7. I ask again, this is also a point guard whose career free throw percentage is 87. Not taking shots, just pointing it out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Career free throw percentage, 87. He also has a three-point percentage of 35%. Career high was 38% in the 2021 season. And career 43% shooter. I ask again, if Trey's not your guy, if you're not in on the idea of the Kings acquiring Trae Young, who are you looking for? Maybe we'll start with what are you looking for? Then tell me who. And if Zach LaVine is a problem for you, I understand. If the idea of a Trae Young and Zach LaVine backcourt doesn't really entice you, I get it. Just remember, if you're talking about... if you're willing to tank, you have to be willing to build a team out long term. Maybe Trae and Zach LaVine isn't the most ideal backcourt this year. But when this season is over and Zach LaVine has 1 year left on that 50-some-odd million-dollar contract, guess what? There will be a line of teams willing to take him on, because teams are going to hit first aprons, second aprons, players are going to get injured, teams' directions are going to change, and now their primary focus, no one thought, maybe Jesse knew, maybe the Celtics faithful knew, I didn't. entering this year, when I'm thinking about the Boston Celtics winning the NBA championship, I'm not at all thinking about their $500 million payroll. I'm not thinking about the apron. I'm not thinking about their expenses. I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm thinking, can this team win another title? We were in the playoffs. The Celtics were winning. And the conversation had already shifted to, what are the Celtics going to do this offseason?
Yeah, that was like the worst kept secret all year.
Like, are they Drew, Porzingis? Is it finally Tatum or Jaylen? Like, how is this going to work out? And that all happened within the course of a year. Yeah. Or that all happened within the course of a season. Zach LaVine is going to be extremely attractive next offseason for teams that find themselves in the position that the Boston Celtics are in. Mm-hmm. I think the Denver Nuggets, that some of these other teams are in when it comes to aprons and realistic opportunities to win an NBA championship. They're going to have a player on their roster that's owed $150 million over the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. They can save $100 million by doing that deal. They're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you, man. And that's why I look at certain deals happen. You talk about Trae Young or whoever you're talking about. It's not a lifetime deal. Zach LaVine has set the franchise. Terrible contract. It's not a lifetime contract. Like, we're talking 2-3 years. If you get Trae and you sign him for 4 or 5 years, oh, that's 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, it's not forever. And there are ways that you can maneuver out of deals if they're not working out for you, or if it's not as if you're not winning as many games as you thought you could or you should with that player. It's not the end all be all when you sign these guys. And the bottom line is, regardless of if you sign a Trae Young to an extension, trade for him, sign for an extension, get Zach LaVine, Domantas Sabonis, you still got work to do regardless. Like, you can sign these guys to deals, and if you're making the moves around them that are high-level moves and the correct moves, you can still be a successful team. Just because you have these guys on contracts doesn't mean that you can't draft properly, that you can't develop guys in the G League, that you can't sign guys with cap space or trade exceptions or anything like that that can help your team. Like, you still have to be good at what you do. You could have none of these guys on the team, and if you're not signing the right guys – in those spots, mm-hmm. you're still going to be sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to make the right moves. It sounds simple, and I know it's not the deepest thought thing ever, but it's the truth. It's the facts. Like, you have to make the right moves around these people or in place of these people. Either one. You got to make the right moves.
Yeah, the moves.
Plural.
Yeah. Plural. So Trey, you know, a potential acquisition of Trey Young would obviously be really exciting. But as I said earlier, there's going to be a quick, okay, what are you going to do next? And that is the tough position. That's kind of how all of this started. Scott Perry is in a really tough position right now because he's got us talking about the likes, not just Trey, Darius Garland too.
Yep.
He's got the likes of us talking about really quality point guards, and whether he intended for this information to get out there, whether he wanted this information, none of that's irrelevant. Too late, pal. We're here. It's out there. And, conversations at least have been verified on multiple different levels by multiple people in multiple different markets. There's something happening here that's got I'm actually surprised you didn't start today's show with, I was tapping into enemy territory today.
I didn't.
I was surprised you didn't tune into Atlanta Radio.
I know.
And see what they were talking about.
Or just listen to
what do you think Atlanta's talking? Do you think they're talking about this?
Maybe, but they're probably talking about Michael Penix.
I genuinely don't know. What are they?
Yeah, no, Kenny's got a good point. Yeah, it's, what is it, mandatory minicamp already?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins backup, $100 million backup or whatever.
Yeah.
Guys, what do we do with Kirk Cousins?
Well, We're going to spend the next hour trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
That's what's going on Atlanta Sports Radio. Now, I will say this. Shout out Jacquees. He told us, he said, look, Trae Young, the biggest star in the city.
That's right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If there is talks of moving Trae Young, that may be moving the needle a little bit out there right now. That may be moving the needle.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll follow it. I mean, that's all we can do. We're going to fan the flames, though. Don't get it twisted. No, there is a certain level of responsible journalism that we hold on to, but don't get it twisted. Content, baby. We're going to fan the flames.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
If we have to step on the neck of Scott Perry for his first official, you know, act of business, yo, we'll do that.
So I know the station out there. I got to find it, but I went to Locked On Atlanta, Locked On Sports Atlanta. So they're talking everything Atlanta sports, right? Went to their YouTube page. The shows in succession. The Braves. Kirko is QB2. Kirk Cousins. Next episode, the Braves. An epic meltdown, Braves. Pressure from the Falcons offense under intense scrutiny.
I'm sorry. Say that again? Pressure?
Falcons, excuse me. They title it Pressure.
Falcons offense under
intense scrutiny. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my bad.
I got it.
Yeah, they haven't talked about the Hawks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Huh. We're in a month.
Yo, it's funny. That's hilarious.
I'm still not seeing all.
Our guy Aaron Miller told me the other day. That's our boss. He's the boss. He told me the other day, hey, we're going to do what's called a swarm on the station. He's like, are you familiar? He obviously saw the look on my face. He was like, are you familiar with what that is? I was like, no. He's like, okay, we're going to have brand managers from different markets tap in and listen to the radio station on different days. Mm. And then I'm going to go back and meet with them and get their feedback. I was like, okay. Again, brother clearly saw the look on my face and was like, he was like, okay, can you tell me your concerns with that? I was like, yeah, sports isn't like what Complex does. Mm-hmm. Complex can program KSFM and 106.5 The End in Sacramento, in San Francisco, mm-hmm. or in Wichita. And it's all the same.
Right.
I know this because he does it. It's all the same. Sports isn't. We're not even the same as our good brothers 90 miles from here. I told Miller, like, Matt Nahegan, the guy who runs 95.7 The Game, mm-hmm. would never allow me and Kenny to do the show that we do it, the way that we do. That's not what he believes in.
He would lose it.
But there's a reason for that, and that's the market.
Right.
The Giants, the Warriors, the 49ers, like, that is big business out there. We've got the Kings. We've got the Kings and anything that might be associated with the Kings. And then we're really personality driven. So, like, we had a discussion about, like, I think you need to set the table for what they're listening to. Hearing what is going on in Atlanta and the fact that they might not even have a Trae Young conversation for the next month and a half is, like, the perfect example of how not all these sports stations are created the same.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're just laid out differently.
I'm interested in what they're going to say. Listen,
I don't know, man. They were talking about this guy named Lamar. It clearly wasn't Lamar Jackson. It was just a guy named Lamar who got shot, and then someone was revived with poison. I'm not really sure how all this happened. And then they referenced some day where they solved the Alcatraz mystery. It was really, this all happened in a 10-minute span. I'm not sure.
Then they spent 20 minutes on Ron Killings.
Right. I've Googled Ron Killings, and I can't figure out what's going on over there. The guy's not an athlete.
Hey, maybe we'll do this during the commercial, but I'll ask you, do you want to come back from break? And I can tell you everything Atlanta Sports Talk Radio is talking about.
Okay, I would love that. Plus, bump it or dump it, and I want you to get a chance to talk about your San Francisco Giants.
Well, we cook it right now.
It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. A lot went on during that commercial break. Some of which I don't understand, including a fake D'Lo reference
well,
there at the end.
Who's fake D'Lo?
Your coach.
Oh, Mike McDaniel? That's not fake D'Lo, but
he be trying to take my man's whole style.
Let's see,
when nobody's showing the ankles before, man.
We're gonna try and win more football games this year. Tua's gonna be better. once December gets it, we'll be ready.
Oh man, that's tough.
Shout out to the owner Stephen Ross.
That's a good Mike.
Shout out Mike. Just win, damn it. I'm hurt.
You believe in him?
I don't know, really.
He absolutely does not believe.
Like
in
I did, and then they put two safeties 20 yards behind the down the field. And I was like, all right, it's over now.
You want to ask? I know it came from the chat. I think it was Aldrin. You want to ask KC, the question you just asked,
question.
Yeah, that he still has not answered.
Well, because you told me not to.
Would you give up the 49ers never winning a title again for the Kings to get one?
All right, let me get the stipulations. If I say no, does that just mean as is, like the Niners still could win and the Kings could still win?
Yeah, we all just keep going.
I'm going to just keep going, bro. I'm going to just keep going because the Kings and Niners, why would I just close out one of them winning forever? When they both could win if I just keep going.
So earlier I answered for, like, I gave up the Celtics for the Dolphins. Bro, do you know how dysfunctional our teams are? You really think they're going to get one soon?
Anything could happen. The Lions were the favorites to win a Super Bowl.
Bro, the Knicks just got to the conference finals, and it maybe reportedly, allegedly, their owner's like, yeah, no, this isn't going to work. Fired the coach, and now they have no plan. Like, this day, dysfunction will get back at you quick.
Is that dysfunction?
Feels like it.
Because
but either way, point is, it's like it's a lot of trust.
So yours would be
yes. Celtics, I need that Dolphins title now. Celtics, whatever.
You've experienced two.
I've experienced two, and I'll just do the whole history Bill Russell thing.
And you've
whatever.
Never experienced a Miami Dolphins one.
I've never experienced a Miami Dolphins playoff win.
That's crazy. Oof. That's tough.
I've been watching football with memory since 2002.
Hey, man, one isn't a lot, bro.
I don't know what sentence you just uttered was crazier, but it's fine.
I got shot at my fault.
One isn't a lot. Newsflash. If I live to be 90 years old, yeah. And I only get one.
But it's the one, though. It's, yeah. It's the one.
Yeah. It's not a lot.
Yeah, but it's more than none.
But who's to say I won't get one as is?
You get to experience J Street, the parade, the party.
Which team do you love most?
Do you love most?
Sacramento. I love the Kings most.
So it's easy. The hell with the 49ers.
Don't do that.
With the 49ers.
We can't do that. Yeah. I love the 49ers.
You don't live in San Francisco. How many 49ers parades have you been to?
None.
Wow.
None.
So you ain't even 49ers either. So you don't.
Well, I was 11. I couldn't get down here.
Well, Cheryl and Elle Grove took you to the game where the roof was leaking.
No, that was Auntie Wanda.
Shout out Auntie Wanda. Always.
See, but if the Kings won one, because like I kind of said it like this, if the Dolphins won one championship or whatever, I'd be like, I'm set for life. I don't need to see anyone else win anything. Like, that's just eternal happiness for sports. It's like, that's my one team or whatever. Like,
I'm going to tell you from experience, that's not how it works. Because I felt that way when the Giants won their first one. I was like, I'm good.
See, but you love
like,
the Kings the most, though. It's not the Giants. It's you love the Kings the most. Like,
I honestly love them all the same. Like, they're crazy. I love the Giants was the first team I ever liked. That was the team. That was the first team I ever loved. 1987. I love the Giants. They lost in Game 7 to the Cardinals in the NLCS. I remember going into the corner of my grandmother's den and crying. And seeing those stupid fireworks go off above Busch Stadium. That's my first sports memory. Mm-hmm. I love the Giants. I love the 49ers. I love the Kings. Loving the Kings is different because this is home. There's so many core memories with like Kings win and I went out of my house or I went to Bel Air and I saw how people react. I don't have that with the Giants and the Niners because I wasn't in those cities. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different with the Kings, but I love all three of those teams. Love them to death.
Boo!
You still won't answer.
Boo!
I told you. I said no because I'm not gonna. If the criteria is we just go on as life as it is, and I get the opportunity for both of them to still win, I'm not gonna close off. I'm not closing off one door. That's crazy. That's crazy. Could still win.
No, I need that Dolphins one right now. I don't know how much time we have left.
We're
looking crazy. I need that one right now.
You've been alive for 40. We'll hit 43 years next month. 42 years next month.
Boy, don't put a year on your boy.
I put a year on myself last year. What's the big deal?
Damian Hield.
Summer's not even hot, bro. Like
it wasn't even until my mom was like, "No, you're not.
No, you're not."
What if, first of all, you've been alive going on 42 years and have never seen, you saw the Kings sniff a championship once. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just pointing that out. You've seen far more
they didn't even sniff
20 it. Win seasons than you've seen playoff seasons.
That's facts. That's facts.
No, they did sniff it. They were in the Western Conference Finals Game 7.
Yeah, relax, bro, relax. Don't be disrespectful.
Okay, first of all, sit down. Yeah, don't even speak on this.
Whose guy is this, man? Whose man? Whose man's is this?
Your guy's is actually.
What are you doing with him? I had to tell somebody like outsider settle down. I had to say that the other day.
Damn, hey, that would hurt if you said that to me. Who'd you say that to? Hey, shout out to whoever Kenny said that to. I'd be pissed off.
Who'd you call an outsider?
I'd be so hurt.
Oh, was it old boy across the street? Did you call a dude across the street an outsider?
Well, I mean, I didn't say it to him, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, all right, settle down. Settle down. He's, I didn't even go over the whole dynamic. I was like, you relax. Relax, sir. Right. Me and WCW, we've been here.
Uh-huh.
All right, we've been here.
Yeah.
Don't try to tell us what the best of something is.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we had this conversation. Was it about Maurice? Yeah. No, I remember. You told me about it. You told us about it.
Hey, I've been here for 5 years, living in Sacramento for 10. I always claim Modesto, though. I don't ever step on toes.
Just settle down. All right, settle down. Look, you got – That's fine. Just settle down. Marie's Donuts is the best. Take it from the natives.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. What day is today? Is James? Oh, James is with us in an hour.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, James boy, James. I'm sure James is going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, man.
He'll be with us at 3. You want to talk about your Giants
yes,
real quick?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whew. That was close. I said yesterday, I called for the sweep yesterday.
And they almost, it was 5-2.
Lost the first damn game. In Coors Field. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when I saw what was going on. Now, to your point, I didn't see it all in real time the way you did. I had things going on at the house. Ryan needed a bath, had to put her down, all this other stuff. So I went back later and watched the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back later.
And you didn't know the outcome?
No.
Oh.
I went back later and saw Bad Luck Bonte and all this other stuff. And watching it down 5-2, I was like, man, come on, man. Are you – come on. Kyle Harrison out here giving up home runs left and right. And then, you know, they had an opportunity to do something, I believe, in the 7th or 8th inning. They didn't cash in. Mm-hmm. And then the Rockies opened up in the 9th. I said, oh, my gosh. But getting that win last night was major. You combine that with the Dodgers getting beat down by the Padres last night. They're playing right now. The Giants can go into this game 2 of this series with a chance to go into first place. To go into first place in the NL West. Wow. Wow. And it was looking bleak, too, because we got the news before the game that Matt Chapman is going to be out for 10 days. He said he might be out for a little bit longer than that. Patrick Bailey, he was a late scratch, so they were dealing with some stuff. But finding a way to get that done was big time. And shout out to Bonte. Like I said, we got to talk to Bonte this week. Shout out to Bonte.
For those that missed that, I started the show telling Kenny the reason I was able to catch most of what happened in the 9th inning was because Bonte was going on his IG story, and he was panicked that they were down 5-2. And I guess the record isn't – I guess the record when Bonte's in studio maybe isn't the best. And he, like, was hashtagging Bad Luck Bonte. And I was like, oh, no. And then I saw the timestamp. I was like, this game can't be over. And I, you know, hit the button. It was right there and was able to catch the comeback.
I didn't even know that was a thing, Bad Luck Bonte.
I didn't either. I thought it was funny. So I was going to feed into it. And then they came back and won.
Yeah, I needed that. Needed that. So Bonte also said the Giants are 6-0 since last week. Buster Posey said, it's go time. It's go time. It's time to step it up. It's time to go. And the captain has spoken, and the team has responded. Farhan would never. Farhan, it's go time. No, get out of here. Move. Nobody's listening to you. Move. But when Buster, El Capitan, says it's go time, the team has responded. 6 straight wins.
Yeah.
6 straight 1-1 wins. I think is a record. It might be a Giants record, franchise history. I think we're getting into MLB territory as well. So, yeah, man. Padres up 1-0 right now in the top of the 4th against the Dodgers. Dodgers lose this game. Giants beat this 12-win Rockies team like they should. I'm calling for a sweep. They handle business there. They can end tonight in first place.
It wasn't easy sailing after the ninth inning either. Yeah, they had runners on the corners with 2 outs. So yeah, there was a little
Camilo,
turn of the stomach there after going up 6-5.
I was almost pissed off because it looked like Camilo got that call third strike And I don't know what Blue was looking at. Mm-hmm. Didn't call it. Mm-hmm. That led to a walk, which mm-hmm. led to a base hit. And I said, yep. bro.
Yeah.
And it felt like Camilo was having a problem regrouping because mm-hmm. he thought he had the strike. You never really see him, like, animate. And when he thought he had to call third strike to end the game and didn't get it, visibly, he's talking. He's complaining about it. Looked like he had to lock back in. But he did. Got the win. If they could get Carmelo Duvall back on track to being the team's closer, that'll help a lot of things out. That'll help a lot of things out. It's one less thing that you got to worry about going into the trade deadline and trade season. If you can get him locked back in as a team's closer, I think Bob Melvin needs to give him the opportunity. Like, let him cook a little bit. Let him cook.
Did you see Aaron Judge's home run yesterday?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I think they said it was 470, 469, 470.
That was a bomb in Kansas City.
Sheesh. 24th of the season for Aaron Judge. Your boy.
That's my boy. I like Aaron Judge.
Now,
Jesse not here to say something smart.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.